こんにちは、みんな。私はニキです。And this is episode 4 of Anime Dowaino. And today's episode is going to give you some advice for cosplayers or beginner cosplayers if you're just starting out or you want to know a little bit more about cosplaying in the anime world. Let's get started.So for today, I am drinking a bottle of rosé that I got for $10 at Target. I'm already halfway done, so cheers! Cosplay is basically role-playing in costume or costume play. You basically go to a convention, you dress up as your favorite character, you're in a costume. There you go. Simple definition.So whether you are a beginner cosplayer or an advanced cosplayer, at conventions, you will see all of the range. So the range includes, you know, a lot of handmade costumes. You can tell some of them are beginner, but everyone still can, like, treat you the same. Everyone still loves a good costume, even if it doesn't look as, like, super cool as the internet ones people order or have custom made. But, you know, all of cosplays look amazing, so just accept that.When you are starting out creating a cosplay or starting to think of one, if you're going to go on major cosplay sites, it is way too easy to get intimidated by the amazing cosplays some people make. With many professional cosplayers, costumers end up helping them make more costumes. Not everyone has the money, time, or skill to create those massive works of art. So if you're cheap like me and you want to make something cool, then listen here. So whether youhandmade your costume from some random fabrics or used clothes you have, or buy something from a Halloween store. You know, most people will still happily compliment it on Facebook. You know, you still get friends. You know, everyone is all part of one world here. But my starting tip for becoming a cosplayer is just give it a shot, no matter what level of experience of cosplay you have. Don't worry about what others think. Just have fun with it. You know, no one at a convention is going to go up to you and be like, ew, what are you wearing? This looks terrible. No one's going to do that. Everyone's going to appreciate whatever work you put into your cosplay. And, you know, that's all that really matters.Another piece of advice is don't be afraid to ask others for tips. So one of the best cosplay tips for beginners is that don't be afraid to branch out. Don't be afraid to talk to others at conventions. If you see someone who made an incredible or awesome cosplay, then by all means, approach them, compliment them, ask them how they made it, you know, what materials they use. And there's really no shame in asking. And you'll likely find that most cosplayers are happy to share some guidance and tips.With you. In fact, many people might also say that cosplay is one of the most welcoming communities you can join. If you want to learn how to sew, then it'll work well with you to reach out to others who can teach you. You know, there's YouTube tutorials, there's always internet tutorials on how to make something. So you know, it's an open community, so you're all good. Another tip is do cosplay because you love it.Don't do it really for the money and fame, because that just puts too much pressure on you. And yes, there have been super famous cosplayers. You know, there's ones with Instagram accounts that post amazing cosplays. They're gonna exist. And have they made money making those cosplays? Yes. However, they also tend to be in cosplay because they are passionate about that craft. So even if they have a little fame, don't get worried. They tend to show, hey, this is actually, I want to make a career out of this. I want to make a passion, which you can also do. But please, do not join the professional cosplay community. It is very competitive, and those people take the craft very seriously. I tried making a cosplay, like, super epic with, like, I bought some, like, actual costumes from the internet. I saved my coin up for that. And, you know, you go to a convention, there's even, like, costume contests. It gets very competitive. Like I said, nice people, but, you know, competitiveness comes from everybody. So the point of that is just overall, one should never enter a cosplay with any other goal than having fun, you know, or else you're kind of just setting yourself up for failure because of the competitiveness. But just go out there, you know, have fun, you know, if you're passionate about your character or you're passionate about your costume making, and, you know, everyone will appreciate that. So kudos to you. Another tip is choose your costume wisely. So you can choose whatever character you want to dress up as and all that, but make sure you look like the character. And, you know, it doesn't matter what, you know, what color you are, what kind of build you have, you know, just choose someone that you will just focus all your energy into and make sure that it looks perfect. You know, you can be anyone you want, and you got to make sure you put that effort into it so you can show it off and be like, oh, today I want to be Ash Ketchum from Pokemon. Well, I'm going to work hard for 3 months to try to make the costume, and I'm going to look up how to do the character, because even at conventions, you play the character too. There's the kids acting like their characters. It's pretty awesome. So just fully get into the character and choose wisely for someone that you really like. All right, another tip is for you traveling kids going to conventions. If you have to hop on a plane to go to a convention in another city, or you have a long drive, remember to pack wisely. I have had so many problems where I didn't pack something right and it got ruined during transit. Like, I had a big weapon and I didn't pack it properly and it broke because the materials that I would use are very light. You know, you're not going to carry around a real weapon in a convention, you can't do that. But for like a weapon or a costume that, you know, requires a little bit more handling and care, make sure you pack it right with maybe some bubble wrap, and or just use like some bags or something to keep it safe. So make sure you take care of your cosplays and always do a double check whenever you're unpacking at a hotel. Make sure you didn't get any small tears or any breakage. Alrighty then, and for your sake, most conventions do happen during the summer. So when you're making a cosplay or choosing a cosplay, please choose light materials. I'm saying this if you want to make a super bulky robot costume, or you want to be in a furry costume because you're a cat, and it is, you sometimes have to be outside at conventions to take pictures and stuff and hang around, you're going to be dying. And sometimes you can't get out of the costume to get some fresh air. So make sure you choose lighter materials, lighter fabrics when making your costumes, and don't die from heat stroke. If you're someone who has quite a bit of makeup skills and you want to put some makeup or face paint or body paint on your body or face during the convention, make sure you have like a good setting spray or something to keep it there, because body paint or face paint does not last too long at conventions, because you're there for a whole day. You're there for 3 days, girl. You're there for the whole time. You're running around, you're walking around, you're probably going to be sweaty. So make sure you know how to keep that up and make sure it doesn't ruin your cosplay aesthetic, that it like starts sweating all over you. So make sure you're prepared to cover that up and keep it fresh. Another tip that I would like to add in is, you know, the best way to ensure that your character looks good is to make sure you look good, which means put some confidence in it, put all your confidence, put all your energy into that look, and it will truly pay off. When you go to a convention, there's a lot of people who like to take pictures of cosplays, lots of fans. They will take pictures of you, they will take videos, you know, you can do a cool pose and stuff. If you are going out to a convention, you know, you got your costume and stuff, but you look like you're half awake, you do not have energy, you got that resting bitch face going on, then no one really would want to go up and talk to you or compliment you, because they're going to think you're scary, or they think, you know, you're just not in the mood, or, you know, or something's going on with you. You know, just don't put on a bad mood, because convention's supposed to be fun, it's supposed to be energetic, the home away from home. So make sure you just spread your confidence out there and, you know, stay happy. And even depending what character you have too, you could play your character, but just have fun and enjoy it and, you know, work it, girl. And talking about photographs at conventions, if someone, you know, wants to take photos of you, make sure they ask too. Or, you know, if you want to take pictures of someone, make sure you ask, because not everyone wants their picture, even if they have the best costume on, you know, spread all over the internet or having taken by someone. So make sure, you know, you don't have some creeper taking pictures up, like up your skirt or something. You know, there's creepers like that up there, so keep an eye out. But make sure you get permission, you get consent, and, you know, just have a very safe environment out there, because at conventions there are a lot of minors, and there's also a lot of, you know, creepy old adults. So just be careful for your safety, and make sure you get permission. And, you know, if you want to upload your, like, a picture you took of someone, or if someone took of you, to the internet, you know, give them permission. And yeah, just be consensual about it. So as the avid anime fan that you are, going to a convention or not, just cosplaying in general, you want to make sure that you, at the end of the day, you take note, hey, this is something I had fun with. You know, you can spend a lot of time with it. It's a really fun project to do, especially over the summer, creating a cosplay, going to a convention, meeting other people in cool cosplays or costumes, and just get a good experience out of it. If you want to make this a career, then you can always enhance your skills in cosplay making. And like when the summers start, I like to start working on cosplays and going to conventions. It's super fun. And just taking out of this for like the advice for cosplay beginners, just make sure, have fun, stay confident, and don't let people judge you. And that's pretty much all the advice I have to give. In my experience, I've had a great time with cosplaying. I have met a lot of friends through conventions and cosplaying. You can even meet someone at a convention that has the same costume on as you, and you guys can just be awesome together, and it's a wonderful experience. And just keep doing it and keep up the passion, and you know you will get better at it. You don't have to, you know, buy expensive things for it unless you want to, but there, you could always look online, you can always look at tutorials, there's websites, there's Facebook groups, all sorts of that can help you out and give you support. So remember, eat, sleep, cosplay, repeat. And this is the end of Anime to Wino advice for beginner cosplays. I hope you guys enjoyed my talk today. And sayonara mina, arigatou gozaimasu.